You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN on a Monday. And you know what? I'm starting to see the trees blooming in New York City. The sun is out.
What that mean?
It's the closest feeling to spring I think we've had in a few days. The rains have finally stopped.
I tell you what, man. Let me find that, what'd you call it? It's a little thing that come up, tell if it's going to be early spring. Groundhog.
That was in February.
I'm gonna kick his ass. He lied, son. Yo, coming back here.
Yeah.
Like you know, like when you in an airplane, You're waiting to see the ground. I didn't see the ground.
Yep. I know what you're gonna say.
Until like 200 feet. I'm descending for a long ass time.
Mm-hmm. You're coming back from Detroit.
You know, the day of the rain.
Yes. Which day?
Noah's
Ark. We had days of rain.
Okay. Because in Detroit, we
got... Saturday...
We got 5 inches in Detroit.
Saturday afternoon was a mess.
We got 5 inches in Detroit.
They were getting like a foot and a half of snow north of Boston.
Yeah.
It's March.
We got five in Detroit.
Yeah.
So I went from the snow to Noah's Ark. And I was landing about 12, about 1 o'clock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Coming down Saturday. Crazy. Crazy.
And you couldn't see the ground?
Then it was cold as hell. Yeah, I didn't see the ground. Listen, you know, like, I kind of had an indication we were almost down because you can hear the wheel. When the wheels come out, you're like, okay, well, damn. We got to be low enough where I should be seeing the ground. The fog was from 30,000 feet to 500 feet. I'm like, what are we doing, man? What are we doing?
That doesn't sound like a comfortable approach.
No, we were dropping and flopping and all kind of stuff.
Not great. Yeah.
And then, you know, like, see, you're tall, so you can never sit in row one.
I have.
Your knee got to be touching the damn wall.
Sometimes. It depends on the plane. But I have sat in front. The problem with sitting in, of course, row one is that you can't put anything.
Right.
Like, under the seat.
You
got to
put everything up. And then, you feel like an ass. If you got to ask somebody, excuse me, man, let me...
Now I got to get up. Yeah.
And then you sit down, you get all comfortable. And then when you're on the descent, she's like, excuse me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look, chick, I can put this bag in my lap. How about that?
It's a chick.
Because they be doing too much, man.
Oh, man.
They don't want to let you get on the plane when you got a garment bag. They count that like, bro, I'm hanging this up. I said, ma'am, do you want me to take my suit coat off, put it on my body, and then get on the plane? While you counting bags, I got a book bag, a duffel, and a suit. Like, the suit shouldn't count, especially when you have a damn closet. The suit shouldn't count. The suit is going in the closet. It ain't going to no overhead space.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't taking up no space. Why are you counting that telling me I need to consolidate? It's a book bag and a duffel and a carry-on.
Right. That's two items.
I can take this jacket off.
Why don't you just roll
it
off
on my body,
the suit bag, put it in the duffel, and you're good.
It won't fit in a duffel. I got a good hanger. It's a suit.
Mm-hmm. I know. I've done this.
It's ridiculous, man. Like, some of these people, Captain Literal, man, at some point you got to use your discretion. But I don't want to discourage the good ones out there.
Can I ask you about the shirt that we're seeing there on screen four? It's like, I don't know. Is that a... What is that?
You got a little tiger shirt. Ah, I like that. You talking about Jets expectations?
Yes, which we will get to momentarily. Robert Saleh spoke today. He had lots to say.
I don't know if McCourty's a hater or not, because I always could tell, like, that's the one that got drafted by Tennessee and then went and won a championship with his brother because the other one got a laser eye. Like, it's amazing how you can tell twins. And you know how, like, T and Tamara? Like from Sister, the old show, T and Tamara, right?
Okay.
One always looks like she's goofy or smiling or making a silly face when she ain't. Like, one looks sexy, One looks totally goofy. And they are twins. So, like, with them, one has a lazier eye. It looked like maybe he was taking more of the prenatal vitamins from his mom. They're fighting while they're in the baby.
I don't know.
They're fighting for prenatal vitamins.
Yeah, I don't know.
He won. He took more of the vitamin Z and vitamin D, and the other one kind of has him like more of a crazy, lazy face.
All I was really asking.
Like, Rondé's like got a little weirder. Rondé has a weirder head than Tinky. Even though now Tinky looks like Rondé because now he lost like 30 pounds. He looks like an Ethiopian distance runner now. You know, he got that Sam Cassell head now.
Okay. All I was really asking was simply what he was. The shirt, it looks like a black collared shirt,
cheetah, like a golf shirt type. With cheetah on top.
But the collar, instead of being black, is cheetah print.
Yes, cheetah, straight cheetah.
And I was just wondering what you felt about that fashion-wise, because it's not something, it's not really...
I mean, it's a look.
Like my wife has like a robe that has that print on it. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, what is that?
Listen, it's not something I would wear. I tell you what, I don't know if it's Devin or what's the other one name? I always never forget. Devin and David. I don't know. Ain't they both D's?
No.
I'll tell you what, they both do a good job.
Jason,
my bad. They both do a good job, though. I am fans of theirs.
Yeah, okay.
I am fans of them.
Well, since that's what they're talking about with the leopard print collar on the black shirt.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but that's a Smedium. That is a Smedium. Very tight shirt.
See, I can't do that. Like, I don't have...
You can do that.
No, no.
You just choose not to.
No, what I'm saying is I don't have the armpit capacity. When something's underneath my armpits like that, I'm going to start... I need space to breathe. If I do that, I'm going to start leaking.
Yeah.
And the deodorant that I have on is going to start running. So then it's going to be a big-ass spot.
Let me get you some Lume.
What's a Lume? See, I'm trying to stay away from the aluminum.
No. Lume.
What's that?
The
crystal?
It's cream. They have it for guys. It's called something else. But they have this for women now. Have you seen the commercial?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for your private parts.
Yeah, like it's not just for your underarms. It's for other places that have odor.
I tell you what.
Like they even, they're very specific, this commercial.
It won't be odor, it just drip. See, but if your arms don't sweat naturally,
yeah,
then you put all that aluminum there.
It's not aluminum. I think it's all natural stuff.
Man,
I'm gonna get it for you. You're gonna give it a try.
It's like people that
because I know you suffer from that, and I feel bad for you.
You ever been around them Jamaicans, and like they use that crystal?
I don't.
Man, they be musty by 10:30, man. Okay. Like, man, them crystals don't work. Then some people put the lemon. They wipe their underarms with lemon. They just walk around like that. You wasting good ass lemonade on your armpits.
Oh, just doing the lemon thing.
Yeah,
you think that's gonna cover it up?
Yeah. I mean. Maybe they should make something with baking soda, because I feel like baking soda is good for us.
Think that'd be helpful? Don't you think that would like then cake up and get real nasty? And then it's like, you talk about like that chalky stuff that gets stuck on a shirt?
I know I can't do that, because my armpits will start running.
Okay, so you can't wear that shirt?
Nah.
All right.
I need breathable.
More like McAfee, who just goes straight up cotton white tee.
Well, he got the Hanes Michael Jordan t-shirt from Walmart. But I ain't mad at him. I mean, that's just more money he put in his bank.
So that's Chris Hogan, by the way, that's wearing this medium.
Who's Chris Hogan? Oh, the former Patriot.
A lot of Patriots today.
Oh, he's
talking about, it's funny. A lot of Patriots talking about expectations of the Jets season.
Was he 7-Eleven? Because he was with the Cincinnati Bengals. So he had the little name during the show, like 7-Eleven always open.
Yep.
And then he wasn't open. They shut him down. Like he was he was open for 2 years and then it's half somewhere else after that.
All right, so
we got league meetings. That's what's going on.
Yeah, that's what's happening now, which is why we're hearing from coaches. So we're getting a lot of audio from coaches now because it's the league meeting that's going on. But I'll tell you what, I want before we get into the Salah stuff, I want to ask a Giants question. Because I feel like if you're a Giants fan, this franchise is not just telling you, they're screaming it to you. You better be patient.
They're like the Mets right now.
Yeah. Like they're
the Giants are the Mets and the Jets are the Yankees.
They're the Rangers without the letter.
Opposite word.
They're not writing a letter, but they're literally telling you, like, listen, like you gotta temper expectations. You gotta chill. Like we're trying to get this thing. It's not gonna Rome's not gonna be built in a day. It's not gonna happen like this. We're not on that trajectory right now. And I wanna know from a Giants fan is that like because I'm not one. But I can imagine this being kind of suggested to you that, yeah, this year ain't it. So we're going to try. But we don't really want you to think that this is a year that we're all in on going for it and winning it all, right? So I'm going to read you a quote from Brian Daboll, who was on NFL Network that we were just talking about over the weekend. And he said something that it really does scream patient. You better be patient if you're a Giants fan. It's simply this. He's talking about Drew Locke and how he was saying how excited they are to bring him in. And Dable said he knows what his role is going to be. He then said he's going to get a lot of reps this spring. He needs to learn our system. But again, excited to get Daniel, meaning Daniel Jones, back. And when he gets back, he'll be the guy. He has been saying this over and over and over again. Bart, he's not even like couching it. You know how sometimes with situations, they couch it a little bit so you feel like the door's open, competition-wise, any of that stuff? He is, as much as Rich Eisen told us, his famous quote, the Giants are done with Daniel Jones, they're clearly not done with him right now. And they might not be done with him until perhaps the trade deadline, earliest the trade deadline. But the intention does seem to be that he's their quarterback when he gets healthy. Drew Locke is there in case injury happens or Daniel Jones doesn't get healthy soon enough, whatever it is. Drew Locke is there to look at. But whatever they're doing at quarterback ain't happening this year. Yeah. And so that screams be patient. And I want to know, like, how much patience do you have as a Giants fan? Are you okay being told
2 years out?
We need you to be patient. It's probably going to be another year before we really know what we're doing at the most important position on the field. Now, they could play over their heads. They could have some success here and there. But the reality as a fan is you want to know, do we have a chance to compete? Can we be a playoff team and all that stuff? And what they're telling you is we started to break this thing down. And now we've got to build it back up. And the most important position is not one we've figured out yet.
From the Drew Locke standpoint, if you can't beat out Geno Smith, you're not winning this division with Drew Locke. Drew Locke is like alcohol. He's great in moderation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you had a good game. Remember that one game last year?
Yeah, see? Yeah, one game, right?
Yeah. Remember that time?
Tell me the whole season.
Well, it was Denver was really where it was like you thought he might have a chance. But then
in Seattle where they played him, then, you know, the first game was good because he jumped on the team. Team wasn't prepared. They prepared for him right. Next week. And you were hoping that Geno can come back, I think, from the ribs or something like that. So I think it's good that he knows his place. But I don't remember them saying, you know, how excited they were to have Tyrod Taylor. I'm trying to figure out what type of Jedi mind trick they're trying to play about us supposed to be excited about Drew Locke.
Yeah, we'll hear from Dable at some point because he's supposed to talk again, as you said. It is the league meetings. All the coaches are around, and so they'll be speaking. And we'll see what more he has to say about it. But if I'm covering that team, I am peppering him with questions about the quarterback position.
Yeah, because I'm asking, is the quarterback in the draft for the future?
Yeah.
Could they draft a quarterback with that first-round pick? I don't see a scenario where you're trying to get the best player available and you're saying that it's a quarterback, especially if it's not Jaden Daniels.
Well, if
it isn't Drake May.
If you ask
if it's Caleb Williams.
Jim Harbaugh, J.J. McCarthy, steal the draft.
I'm sure.
He's pumping that guy's tires.
I love the throw of watch the rollout 60 yards and just throw it up. Like, bro.
Well,
like,
the better part is what he said about him, like, when the game gets tight, like, he becomes a killer. Like, he's a competitor.
It's a killer when you had a team that had 18 people brought to the, you know, why did he transfer there? He wasn't a killer where he was.
No, I hear you. Now, again, before we get to Salah did speak. We haven't heard from Dable, but he did say this over the weekend. And when I saw it, it was like the first thing I thought of was, they are, and again, this is my own reporter instinct. This is like just if I'm covering this team, because I've covered many teams, I would hear something like that. That's my lead quote to a story, and that's a quote that I could use to say, the Giants are telling you, fans, they're telling you, couch your expectations. We're not quite where we want to be, and we don't know we're going to be there for a while.
Do we?
So we like, you know, because Rich Eisen says one thing that he's hearing, and Rich Eisen ain't making stuff up. Now, whoever's talking to him might have been embellishing somewhat, But they're done with him doesn't mean they're done with him for this year. They're done with him means after this year,
he's not our future. Like,
we'll move on.
When we
right?
get out of that contract.
Yeah, so Daniel Jones also knows he's playing for his future, not in New York, but somewhere else.
Yeah, what are they doing? They doing Shedeur Sanders next year? What are we talking about?
Oh, wait till you hear that story.
I thought Deion don't want him playing in the cold.
Wait till you hear that story.
Why the hell are you playing in Colorado then?
Wait till you hear that story.
Wait, is Colorado is not good for his blood until you get to New York. New York is a different thing then, huh?
Deion sent something. Deion said something that I think is one of those, remember this quote as we go forward.
Is he going to Dallas?
Just saying. So we'll get, there's lots to get to again. But I want to get to the calls on this. 800-919-3776. The Salah stuff we'll get to, all you Jets fans. But the Giants thing to me is the bigger story. This is like the Pete Alonso thing going into spring training with the Mets. I thought that's the biggest story going. And you know what the Mets did?
Manned it.
What'd they do? So, okay, Pete has to have a prove it year. Great. You put it out there, you set it, standard set, great. And then there's also history of there. You can say, well, that's what the Yankees did with Aaron Judge. Perfect. But then the Mets did a very interesting thing. They brought in J.D. Martinez. That's only going to help Pete Alonso in the lineup.
Right.
Whether or not it helps the Mets win, I can't tell you. But I do know that his presence in a lineup, if he stays healthy, his power bat, that helps Pete Alonso. So the Mets did something for Pete Alonso to help him put up numbers that he needs to put up for them to decide or not whether they want to keep him, give him a contract. So that's what the Mets did. But the Giants here, they're just saying, this is the guy.
They ain't signed nobody.
This is short term, and that's a position that we know is very important, and we're going to have to figure it out, but we haven't figured it out yet. And that tells me as a fan, 2 years ago you made the playoffs and won a playoff game.
There's so much pressure on him.
And now Saquon Barkley's gone. Who's your playmaker on offense? Who's your playmaker? You don't have one.
It's so much pressure on Daniel Jones.
Yes.
He's playing for his NFL future.
Yes.
To be a starting quarterback, or he's going to become like the next Matt Jones.
Oh.
Mac Jones, or the next, you know, backup Geno Smith, waiting for the opportunity to be a starter.
See,
a star
I think it's
again.
More of a Geno Smith.
The Marcus Mariota.
Daniel Jones, he gets hurt, and he's got the neck thing. And those are two issues to be concerned
about.
But
Marcus Mariota got a couple bites at the apple. He got the opportunity to be the starter in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all he had to do was beat out Desmond Ridder, who wasn't even a first-round draft pick.
It's like Pittsburgh gets Russell Wilson, and then they trade for Justin Fields. And then Tomlin makes sure to make it clear that Russell Wilson is our starter.
But now.
But, right? And it just allows you to have that fallback of, but the future could be Justin Fields. You like that. If you're the Giants, you don't have that. Like, I would have rather.
The future is Drew Lock.
Like, if the Giants had traded for Justin Fields or another young quarterback and then said, Daniel's the guy, but this is a quarterback we're trying to develop for the future, at least you'd be thinking about going into the season as a Giants fan. All right, cool. Like, all right, I can watch this and see what emerges. You got nothing. You got nothing. So
and then we still haven't got the report on is Darren Waller retiring or not.
I think they said he said he was going to play.
I thought he was still mulling it.
800-919-3776, and of course the draft will tell us a lot as
Giant
well.
Giant fans, are you nervous?
Glenn in Staten
what
Island
direction are you
starts
going?
Us off. Glenn, how are you feeling about all this after what Dable just said?
It's Len. Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder. You know what I mean? I follow them. I'm always rooting them. But this season, they're not winning. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible. This season's going to be terrible. Unless they draft the quarterback. And then, all right, you're excited because they got a young quarterback, you know. But,
and then you're hoping that he plays, right? It turns into that. But
yeah.
If they have Drew Lock, then they draft a quarterback.
So you think
the quarterback's going to jump over Drew? Like, you know what
if
I mean?
They have the young quarterback on the roster. You're excited, even if he's not playing. So at least you've got him.
But would you do it with the first pick, J.J. McCarthy?
Sixth overall.
What do I know? If they think he's good, then I'll go with it. I'm going to support it. But what do I really know?
The thing is, you have to be a draft expert. The problem with drafting quarterbacks.
But you did it, Alan. The season is, forget it.
Yeah.
It's a blase. The other thing I wanted to say, hey, Bart, you don't do enough reporting on the Lions. You know, you would mention about your father.
I said DJ Reader, hey, listen, the Lions had one of the best off-seasons now, the Cameron Sutton thing.
But when they lost that Thanksgiving day.
I
was coming in Monday. I wanted to hear all about your dad. You didn't even bring it up.
Oh, that's what he wants to know. He wants to hear the family aspect of all this.
Yeah. I feel for your dad. And when you mention him, you got to give a report on the
I agree. We never got the final piece of the story. Thank you, man.
He did recover, though, because they went to the playoffs and played well. So, you know what I'm saying? All's well that ends well. But you wanted to how he felt. I told you it was like Florida Evans. Lynn, it was like Florida Evans.
That report I want every Monday. I want a bart that you should bring him on.
Okay. Yeah, we should.
On, man.
I get him on.
I'd rather hear your father than you about the Lions.
He's wearing a damn helmet right now because he keep falling.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you one thing.
He walk around with a short buzz helmet. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't say
can
short buzz helmet.
I can make one comment about the Giants. I also say, you know what? If we build a team, right, and we have a good team, and we're just short a quarterback, all right, you know, but, you know, so, but it's very, very.
You guys have so many holes, man. Like, what holes do you guys have to fill? Because you filled some with free agency, but you guys still have a lot of holes to fill. You guys have a lot of good draft picks. You still have a high second-round draft pick. You traded one.
Yeah, what I guess. They still need players. Even the D needs players.
Yeah, that's secondary. You know? That secondary concerns me.
Secondary.
And even next to Dexter, you know, they have a kid they drafted late, a big kid, tackle. But I'm still worried about even the D line. You know, I'm still worried about that.
I think you're big. You know what?
You got one of the best D line.
Thank you, Len.
Safety you didn't address.
I think the bigger concern is there's in a league where offense has become the focal point. There are no playmakers right now in your offense. Saquon's gone.
Yeah.
Who's your playmaker? Waller, you can't say Waller's the guy because Waller's a guy you don't even know if you can rely on health-wise.
And
who's your playmaker?
When you start thinking about retirement, he's probably already retired.
And if you're telling me, well, Daniel Jones is a playmaker, well, he's not even committed to it. Like, to me, that's the biggest thing. Are the Giants going to have the worst offense in the NFL this year? Lowest scoring offense?
So are they going?
Like, they were one of the worst in the league to begin with. Are they going to have the, like, seriously, this, like, right now, who's the playmaker? Who's the touchdown maker?
I think they get a doomsday or something like that, but then you're asking him to have a Garrett Wilson type of effect.
Yeah.
Year one.
Exactly. Charles in New Jersey. Charles.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So I just wanted to say, I think you guys are right that the writing is on the wall, and Giants fans need to be happy with that. I get nervous because I've seen some bad draft picks from the Giants early, right? Say what you want, but I don't think after drafting Saquon number two, that did us much favor in the long term, taking a running back that early. With this high of a draft pick, I say let's trade down, get some draft capital, and fill some of those spots you guys were talking about.
You know what? That's not
and
a bad idea.
Maybe kind of kick the can down the street for next year after we make one more evaluation and we don't have $40 million on the books already committed.
That's not a bad idea. Charles, if they do that, if they do that, trade out of six, go down and get multiple picks, this is what I need.
Are they traded with Minnesota?
You better write a letter like the Rangers did and make it clear to your fan base. Listen, we took over something. We had a lot of pieces from somebody else. We made it work for 1 year, but then we realized this is not sustainable long term. And the only way to do it long term sustainable is to do it this way. Have patience with us. We're going to build it right for you. The Rangers said all that stuff. They did in a letter. I think that the Giants are going to have to do the same damn thing.
I don't even know if you have to do that because I think you trade down. The Giants do end up getting that offensive playmaker in a wide receiver heavy draft that'll satisfy the fans.
Who's throwing to him though?
So I tell you this, Charles. Here's the play. All right, if they're smart, the most likely partner for them is Minnesota. They get 11-23.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have their second round draft pick as well. They probably can get a four from them as well. No, you're not going to get four if you get 2 1s for them. So then you can go get your top receiver. And then at 23, you can address the best player available again. And then you're right back in the draft again.
My other concern is you draft that tackle. And then in a few years, now we have to look at paying Neal, who hopefully improves, Thomas, who's going to end up getting a contract, and then this guy all that much money into one position, same way we did the D-line, going to have to pay the price sooner or later.
You wouldn't draft all. You'd
draft a receiver at 11.
Yeah, you
wouldn't
have
11 and 23. So at 11, because you've already secured the interior line, you're hoping that Neal next to Runyon, who's always there, would be able to be what you hope him to be.
Yeah. I don't think it's
easy. Minnesota's the best person to go because they only drop into 11 and they get an additional first-round draft pick.
Just think about some of the other teams. Chicago's at the top of the draft, and it seems so cut and dried for them. They have done everything in the offseason to set up for –
it's probably who they go with.
Yeah, but it's already set up for them, right? You could see it. It's mapped out for them. There's other teams you could say that. And I'll go stay local. The Jets, to me, it's obvious what they're doing and what they need to do. They're doing high-risk stuff, but it makes sense. They're going for it short window. The Giants, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know because it starts with you can't tell me you have anything until you have the quarterback. And if you don't believe in the quarterback, and right now you've got Drew Lock in and you're not even giving him a chance. No, Daniel's our guy. Like, you're not even giving him a chance.
Right.
You're just making it clear. You're telling the media, listen, you're going to see in OTAs, he's going to get a ton of reps. But he has to. This has nothing to do with him being a starter. He has to. Daniel's not ready yet. Yeah. And this is what we're going to do. So don't overreact to it. But Daniel's our guy. Daniel's our guy. Yeah. In a year where you know you can get out of the contract tells me, our quarterback situation is in flux, and we don't have an answer yet.
See, but the last time y'all did that to Daniel Jones, he won a playoff game. If he does that again, how do they react?
800-919-3776. So we'll get the calls rolling. You'll also hear from Robert Saleh on the latest, what he's seeing the Jets and Joe Douglas doing right now. He had some interesting things to say, as he always does. We'll go through some March Madness tournament update. We'll give you the latest, of course, on how our bracket's going with the most beloved player in New York sports in the modern era, of course. We have just tons. The Knicks and the Detroit Pistons tonight, Bart. Your team coming back to the Garden.
Be careful.
Yeah? Be careful. You careful of what?
Could be Grimes Day.
Grimes is out. It's hurt. Cade Cunningham didn't play last night.
Oh, Fournier. Shoot him up. Be like that kid from Oregon. Go off.
I love how much you just try so hard. All right, everybody. Calls to get to. Let's rack them up and get ready to go. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Today was the AFC Coaches Breakfast at the NFL meetings, and Jets head coach Robert Saleh was front and center. So what about the reports, Coach? The Jets had some dysfunction in the team.
When you don't achieve what you're supposed to achieve, people are going to take their shots, and that's fine. But, you know, I feel really confident. I feel like guys like Sauce Gardner have spoken about the organization and feel really good about where our organization is. And, you know, outside noise is outside noise, and it's one of those deals where you just put your head down and work, and the only way you're going to change narrative is by winning.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3:00, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM, the all-new ESPN New York app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Huh?
Somebody's birthday?
Ain't yours.
I know.
Not mine.
Shaka Khan?
Could be.
Shaka Khan's birthday was a couple days ago.
Was it?
She's so fine.
I loved her.
Oh, she was so fine.
Yeah, I loved her. But we do have, I don't know, would you say this is predictable? Ready? Stop me if you've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees have injury issues.
Nah, man. This is the year.
No. You know, opening day, obviously, coming up, right? Thursday?
Yeah, Garrett Cole, right?
No.
Oh, Marcus Stroman?
No.
Oh.
No.
Nestor?
Yeah. At Houston, by the way. You know, let's go into the House of Horrors.
That told me everything I need to know about Marcus Stroman.
This is a bigger concern, though.
Mm.
So, DJ LeMahieu? Remember they had the toe, it was messing up and all that stuff. I mean, when he's a leadoff, that lineup is perfect, right? He will be on the IL to start the season.
What?
I mean.
What are we up to?
Honestly, did we not just talk about this? I didn't really want to get into the Yankees here. We're supposed to do some Jets. Salah spoke. But because this is a reality, I got to be honest with you, Bart. You left last season knowing that this was a problem. And you said, we're going to fix the problem. The new season starts. Guess what? It's still a problem.
Yeah.
They did not fix it. This is rinse, repeat. That's what this is now. You can't control injuries. I understand it, right? Injuries happen. But this has been a problem in your franchise for years. Yankees fans went into the offseason saying, we need change. You didn't get change.
Well, you got Soto.
Cashman stayed. Yeah, they made one move.
You got more depth.
But think about it. Cashman stays. Boone stays. Nothing changes. You bring in Soto. And what do you have once spring training begins? All you've had. The headlines have been nothing but injuries. That's it. Tell me anything else that's happened other than Stanton is thinner and he can still hit it a mile. Aside from that, what else is going on? I'm begging a beat writer that covers the Yankees to please, when you get the access to Hal Steinbrenner, please stop with the criticism of Hal won't spend. $300 million is spending. Paying over $40 million in luxury tax, third highest, I believe, in the league. That's spending. Stop telling him he's being cheap and frugal. Stop. That is not the criticism. The fair question to ask Hal Steinbrenner is simply this. You getting bang for your buck? How's your money being spent? Is it being spent wisely? Because it's a lot of money. But what is it producing for you? That's the question. It's not the budget. It's how you're using the budget. That's the Yankees' issue. Not that the owner won't spend more. I'm even guilty of this, and I'm not going to say it ever again. If George were here, this guy and this guy and this guy, Yamamoto would be a Yankee. This guy would be a... No. I'm not doing that. Because honestly, Bart, he is spending $300 million on a team that can't stay healthy.
The Yankees are now the Jets. Bringing in guys that are often injured, hoping that they don't get injured.
Oh, now you're acknowledging the fact that the Jets have brought in some guys that have injury histories?
It was cool with me.
Now you're doing it.
No, it was cool with me because they got the draft pick.
Yeah, I know. But honestly, who's playing third base? Who's playing third base?
Urshela, right? Urshela?
Oh, boy.
Urshela?
No, it's not.
Listen,
it's...
I mean, listen, the Tigers are always willing to deal, baby.
Who's on third?
Make me an offer.
By the way, your first baseman's got a lat issue, Rizzo. He's got a lat issue. Here's things that don't happen in a baseball season.
It's just not throwing lat.
It's not throwing lat. Like, things that you don't hear during a baseball season are simply things like this. Whatever happened to that injury that you had at the start of the season? It just went away, didn't it? Right? Whatever happened to that? Didn't that go away? Oh, no, it got worse. Or it led to this injury. Like, honestly, here's the other problem I have. Garrett Cole. So they say that he avoided anything major, right? The belief is that he won't need surgery. And that it's a matter of give it some time. They'll build him back up. He'll be back this season. And you want to say, well, great, exhale. But even Buster Olney kind of suggested it. And it's hard not to feel this way. You feel like it's coming, right? So failing to prepare is preparing to fail, correct?
Yes.
You've heard that many times, I know. What have the Yankees, what plan do the Yankees have right now for a contingency of either take the pressure off Cole or we're probably going to have a year coming up where we don't have Gerrit Cole in this contract that he just signed, right? Think about it. We're going to have a year where we don't have him. So we're kind of going to need something. Now, I understand you found this injury out after, you know, free agency. You did try to get Yamamoto. He didn't want to come here. It's fine.
Trevor Bauer.
But you're going to have to. No, I don't even mean that. I think you need another ace. Badly. Desperately.
But you just said $300 million on the luxury tax.
Yeah, I know.
Trevor Bauer.
Well, no.
You just saw him.
No, what I said about the money is not you shouldn't spend more.
I got
it. Stop saying he's frugal. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm tired of hearing the Hal Steinbrenner that doesn't spend money. Well, that's a bunch of crap. He spends a ton of money, more than almost every other owner in the league. The problem is it's not spent wisely.
It's not good money.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, but the second thing I have about the Yankee issue that I'm concerned with as a fan is we know it's coming. Cole is going to miss a season somewhere in the next, whether it's the rest of this year or next year. We don't know.
But
what
did
is your
say?
Backup plan just in case? Marcus Stroman?
What did an insider say? That usually this is followed with Tommy John.
Yeah. No, that's what Buster said. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
So that's.
So you better have a backup plan.
So that's usually, 18 months?
Which is why I said, whether it's this year or next, you're going to have a year without him. And now your first thing, if I'm Brian Cashman, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, I'm sitting in a room, I'm going, guys, all right, I understand that we're really old at first, we're really old at third, and it's starting to show. I get it. But as we're worried about that and also Juan Soto and are you going to pay him or not, we really need to find another ace to put with Gerrit Cole to take the pressure off him. And then if we're without him, we can make him a number one and he can carry us for a year.
You going?
You need that.
Where are you going? Montgomery, Trevor Bauer?
No, you got to go. It won't be this year. But you better do it.
But you need to do something for this year because with the offensive firepower.
Won't be till July.
With the offensive firepower you have. You would hope that, hey, maybe I can try and sign Montgomery, give him what he wants. It's not going to break the bank, but it's going to be more money than what we're comfortable with. And Trevor Bauer, you may be able to get away with that. Is that not a good option, Trevor Bauer and Montgomery? Like, you just saw Trevor Bauer. He had some filthy stuff. He had some filthy stuff. It was good to see, like,
they're clearly
the Mexican.
Staying
it was,
clear
it was good to see the Mexican. Like, it was like 85,000 companies on there, man. I don't even know how you run.
The patches on the jersey?
Yeah, it was like
Diablos.
It was like. It was like cursive writing, too. Like, hey, bro, I'm seeing words on the parts that's supposed to bend on the athlete.
I can't. I know that's an ad. I have no idea what it says.
Yeah, you got an ad on the inside of like where the elbow bend.
Right.
Like, how the hell I'm spend my?
It's like a tattoo.
Yeah. Like, how the hell I'm gonna swing a baseball bat with right. that sitting there, man?
But still, I don't
not
think
know
it's
Robinson. Did you know Robinson could know what?
Yes, he's still playing. Guys like Yaramir Yager, he'll play wherever they'll take him. But listen. I don't think it's something like you're just saying. Like you're giving me names of players who are available. I don't think it's that level. I think you got to go by whether it's July or whether it's next winter. You've got to have a mentality of we have to prepare for a year without Gerrit Cole. And if let's just say it never happens, Cole never his elbow holds up and he's fine. Good. Now I got two.
He's Tanaka.
Take pressure off of Cole or prepare to not have him for a year. Something along those lines. That's got to be number one. Yeah. It's got to be.
I'm concerned because this is the thing.
But this thing with LeMahieu, that's also huge. Top of the lineup, and now you're messed up from the top already.
We know Cat. We know
Cashman. What is Glaber going to lead off again?
We know Cashman is not, he's not, worried about his job security, but Boone is. Like, if Boone doesn't come through this year.
What's Boone supposed to do? Right? Carlos Rodon,
make chicken,
and he's getting shelled in spring training.
Make chicken salad out of chicken bricks.
Mm. Really? Hey, you mean you manage with your gut? He ain't Sparky Anderson, man. He can't do that stuff.
I like see, you know how to get to my soul.
I knew right there. I went Tigres for you. But you get my point.
Yeah.
The Yankee thing to me is the LeMahieu injury another thing that adds to the pile of frustration that started when the season ended and there was this hope that the Yankees would finally see it and hear it, and they all said they did. But why? How could it be that the first game of the season hasn't even been played yet? The first pitch has not been thrown yet, and the same problems that plagued you last year are continuing to plague you this year. They're hurt too much. So Cole said it himself.
What's the expectations? He said it himself, and he's the one that got hurt.
Well, it's amazing. But it's the way it is. This is the problem that you have with the Yankees. It is not, are they good enough? It is not, do they have enough? It is not any of that stuff. The problem you have with the Yankees is, why is it all the time in the Bronx now?
But being good enough is about having a deep lineup. And last year we saw, for the most part, Houston lost Altuve for a long time. They had injuries.
Survived.
They had injuries all over the place.
Yes.
And yet they still ended up where they needed to end up. Yep. So it does automatically still come back to what Cashman is doing and the type of groceries he's buying with that money. He going organic. He going to Whole Foods. He just getting food that the born on date is a little old.
And that's my that's how I feel. You can tell me I'm wrong. 800-993-776. We got calls ready to go. We're going to get to those, I promise. Lots of time left in the show, of course, with you. So stay with us. But this news came across, and it was like, we got to talk about this because it's the same problem. But I don't want to hear another fan tell me that Hal Steinbrenner is quote-unquote cheap. I don't want anybody to tell me that he doesn't want to spend, that he's on a budget, and that George would do this and George would do that. The guy is spending $300 million. He is paying a ton of luxury tax. He is willingly doing all this stuff. My question is it really on him or is it on who has the credit card?
He spent $200 on an Audi. For $200, you could have got a Bentley. Son.
I think that's Audi? The bigger issue is who has the credit card? Who's running up that bill? How did you spend your money? And is it spent wisely? That's the question for Hal Steinbrenner. All right, we'll get to your calls. 800-919-3776. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
That Yankee thing, that set me off. I know we were on the Giants. We got your calls, 800-919-3776. And, you know, the LeMahieu thing, though, he's on the IL to start the season if you're just joining us. On the foot now. Last year is the toe. You know, he's a great hitter and a great leadoff hitter. And he's an above-average third baseman. But he has now had issues these last 2 years. And it's a concern because not only now who's playing third, but it's also who's leading off and does it mess up now your lineup? And do they have enough depth to go through this, which already worried about Cole? Already Judge had something to begin with. Already Rizzo talking about a lat. Like, here we go. And that's my frustration. You came out of last season saying, this injury thing is a major issue, we got to fix it. You go into the season with, oh, by the way, more injuries. 800-919-3776. Mike is in Trenton. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call, as always. I don't know what to say. It's crazy. The first time in a few years we had a really solid lineup with obviously Soto in there as a lefty. And then we kind of it's like a deep secret, dirty secret. We kind of all know Cole once he starts ramping up. I can see he does one or two starts and then we hope nothing pops in his arm. It's very scary. Like, I can't even be happy anymore and excited about seeing Judge and Soto back-to-back in the lineup because, like you said, DJ's hurt, Rizzo is dealing with something. Mm-hmm. We always got to be scared about Judge. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I'm kind of just waiting for Dominguez and Spencer Jones to come up again because they're young, healthy, and like...
Here we go.
I don't want to move on, but
you know what that does too, though, Mike?
I don't know what to do.
See, for Dominguez, it turns into now where you raise expectations on a young player. Now, he gave us a little – he definitely showed us a little something when we saw him last year before he got hurt, right? Like, that was great. Yeah. But now all of a sudden it becomes, oh, you got to be the savior. You got to be great now.
Yep.
You know? Like, Spencer Jones, like,
pressure cooker.
Honestly, you got to be great now. Like, you got to be great now. And it's – yeah, pressure cooker. We put him in the microwave. And that's not fair either. Like, you know, like it just creates this thing because there's so much intensity with the fan base who they love this team and they want to see success, and that right now it is created for them. Like, it's created this cycle that it's become. I hate to say a vicious cycle, but it's more of a cycle that it's out of control. That's where they're at right now. I appreciate it, Mike. Joe in Montclair. Joe.
Hey guys, thank you so much for taking the call. Can't wait for the Power Hour. No, listen, I think you're spot on with the Yankees, and really my hopes for them aren't very high this year. And if I had to make a prediction, I mean, you know, at some point Judge is going to get hurt. What's going to happen with Cortez? What's going to happen with Rondon, who's been trashed since he came here? I really think that this is probably the most expensive 500 team in baseball, and I would be surprised if Cashman and Boone made it to the end of the year. And if that happens, I could picture Soto getting traded at the deadline.
First of all, Joe, are you ever going to make the right? Or did you just put on the hazard light?
You had your signal on. Bart was noticing the signal was clicking in the background.
That was the wife, but I put the wife on voicemail for you guys.
Okay. All good. But no, I wonder too, what will it take for change? And I still think it's unfair if you go at Boone first. Because like I said, if I'm the owner, who's spending the money? I gave you a big budget. Who's spending the money? Boone isn't spending the money. And Boone can't even manage the way he wants to manage. He has to manage the way they all tell him to manage. So then what?
I'm a big Aaron Boone fan. I think he's a great manager. But the problem is, if they get rid of Cashman, I don't see any way they keep him Boone also. I think it's going to be a wholesale change.
Well, okay. That part I get is that you'll go one or the other. Joe, thank you. And say hi to your wife for us. 800-919-3776. The Giants, we were discussing that at the top of the show, where Brian Daboll was on NFL Network over the weekend and basically said that while they like Drew Lock, and you're going to see him get a lot of reps early because he's got to know the system, Daniel's the guy when he's ready to go. And that just kind of suggests to us that this is a tenuous situation for the Giants. This season is basically part of what is, you hate this word, it's part of a rebuild. They don't have an answer quarterback yet. Scott in Manhattan. Scott.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with what you're saying, and you guys mentioned earlier about the pressure that Daniel Jones is going to have. But me as a Giants fan, I just want to see the guy get a chance. I know we got to show up the O-line, and I hear there's some good stuff out there for free agency with guards. We've got to get some receivers. But if they're working with him, let him be the forefront, see what he has to do. We paid him the money. Let's see where it goes and just go from there. Because I know the guy, he's not the greatest quarterback, but I still think he has some talent. And I think if we put some stuff around him, they'll say we can win. So I'm willing to take a chance to go with him.
You can do a lot worse than Daniel Jones. The issue is, can he stay healthy? Like, the issue is, what's the likelihood that Drew Lock is going to play the majority of the season? You talk about neck, you talk about back. You talk about knee. You talk about also with no protection from from Saquon Barkley, putting himself into those running situations. How much of your offense are you going to take away? Now, you don't have that option with Drew Lock, but you do have that with Daniel Jones, being that he's so great at running the football. That's what makes him special in the offense, his ability to extend plays and run the football. But if you take that away from him, then what is he? You make him one-dimensional. Somebody has to beat you from the pocket. He hasn't proven that he can do that. So that's where the concern comes from. And this is also the concern. If he gets hurt, you can't cut him.
Mm.
So, at what point do you say, all right, the season's almost over with. Is it week 15? What if he gets injured? You still put him at risk. Is it going to be a scenario where you don't play him like at the time, Redskins didn't play RG3, or the San Francisco 49ers wouldn't play Colin Kaepernick until he signed a certain waiver that if he got hurt that they still could get rid of him. So that's what I'm concerned with is, he can box you into a corner where he can guarantee it. And at what point, if Daniel Jones is hurt even a little bit, what incentive does he have to come back? Like, oh, I'm healthy. Hell no, my back hurt. You know what I mean?
He doesn't seem like that guy, but I know what you're saying, especially when you know you're going to be cutting me anyway.
Right. So what you mean?
But he still has to put good tape out there, though, because he wants to go somewhere.
But if he gets hurt, it's the difference between $36 million.
Oh, I get it.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. What are we talking about? Yeah, I'm not that guy, but if I'm hurt, they can't cut me. That means it's a certain guarantee. They got to do an injury guarantee. They got to pay me to walk away, not just cut me outright.
Let's go to Michael in Long Island. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm not saying Daniel Jones is the franchise quarterback, but his first year under a good head coach, he made it to the playoffs.
Right.
And outplayed Kirk Cousins. So
if they don't, you can't say without any weapons what he could be. All these good offenses have all these pieces around them. You know what I mean? So,
well, I guess what we're talking about, Michael, what we're talking about, we also recognize that for them to get to that, they played a lot of close games and they had the weakest schedule in all of football. Last year, we see the difference in playing a tougher schedule. And the problem is, even, you know, the Commanders have gotten maybe arguably more talented than you. Now, I know they have a bunch of new people. They got a bunch of guys that we know their name and brands, but they're yet to prove that they can do it together. But, you know, what if Dan Quinn has the same type of effect that Brian Daboll had as far as giving that organization a jolt? They had talent, but now they have an attitude, and they brought in a lot of leadership. Right? You talk about Eckler. You talk about, you know, bringing in, you know, Bobby Wagner. Now they have leaders there to go with some of that talent. And who's to say that that can't be the difference? Kingsbury's there. You know, they already had some good weapons on the outside, and they're going to probably either be with a young quarterback, Jaden Daniels, something like that, mm-hmm. that's going to give you some wrinkles that you haven't seen before.
All right, we'll continue with your calls on the Giants at 800-919-3776 Yankees as well. Coming up, you'll hear from Robert Saleh and also Joe Douglas as they'll talk about the state of the Jets right now as you have the NFL meetings going on, so everybody available and ready to talk. We'll get into the Knicks later on. They play the Pistons tonight. What a Saturday afternoon that was at the Garden. That second half was certainly something. March Madness and more. So lots to get to with you. Your calls at 800-919-3776. But do want you to say goodbye to Busted Brackets, because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed. Time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I'll tell you what, we're going chalk now at this point, right, when you get to this part of the tournament. But one team, despite it being chalk, despite them being a number one seed, if you watch UConn in their first two games, are they a team on a mission? That's a team that you feel like you're probably not going to make a lot off them, but you're not going to lose. It's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help for a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The NFL draft is a month away and still plenty of questions about what the Giants will do in the first round. Earlier this morning on DNR, Dan and Rick ran through the possibilities.
So do they give like one last ditch effort to try to get the best football out of Daniel Jones by giving him a weapon this year? Or are they going to use that first round pick to draft his successor? Because if they do draft the quarterback of the future with the first round pick, if I'm Daniel Jones, I'm coming into this year like, doesn't surprise me. You haven't done anything to help me anyways. So why should the last year be any different?
Well, right. But you also, I would say to Daniel Jones, like, you haven't stayed healthy. Like, if I'm going to hitch my wagon to something, it's not going to be someone that's not available, right?
Well, they've given him a good offensive line to stay healthy?
No, I don't think they have. But still, I mean, you're talking about two neck injuries. You're talking about a knee now. You can blame them. You can blame whoever you want. When push comes to shove, he's the one that's had the injuries. He's the one that's missed time. If I'm Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, am I happy hitching myself to that wagon? No.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.